familiar. He's my night shift. Dalot, tell me what got you out here this year.
What got me out here? Well, you down drove me out this morning. That helped a lot.
Well, that would be the first step, but you got a lot more steps than that ahead of you.
And then previous to that, I woke up this morning with either a cold or a flu, and I had a slight fever, and the first thought that came to my mind was, do or die. So that helped get me out here. But otherwise, I've been inspired for many, many years to do it, and I finally made it. So I'm very, very happy. Goal was to get to the start line, and now my goal is to be here for 6 days.
Well, how far have you run previously to what you're attempting to do now? What's your longest distance?
I did 104 in a 24-hour race.
Okay, so how old are you, and would you be certified as crazy at that whatever that age is to be out here and doing something like this?
I'm just starting long-distance running at age 54. I'm all those latecomers, slow to learn. But it's great, you know, never let any age stop you. I say, it's if you're inspired, go with your inspiration. So I've really been looking forward to this, and I'm just really glad to be here. I can't even think beyond that except, actually, the first 4 miles were pretty awful.
The first 4 miles? Okay, well, that's...
I'm hoping they're the worst. I had quite a headache, and I felt feverish, and I thought, oh, God, it's going to be a long 6 days. But I feel a lot better now. Dr. Megabooty gave me something, and I think it helped quite a bit.
You're not thinking of numbers at this point.
No, I mean... numbers, boy. Just keep moving. So that's my goal. Actually, I think I'm going to take it a little bit easy today, get a good rest, and then come back a little harder tomorrow.
Is there some kind of experience that you think you might get out of this, or basically be not attached at all? This is what you're supposed to do, and just do it.
Patience. Yeah, it's interesting. When you do this long distance running, when you're marathoning, you're counting off the miles, and here you don't really want to think about it because the miles seem awful slow in coming. So I'm not used to doing 12, 14-minute miles. So if I don't think about the miles, or just the fact that they're going to grow with time, then at some point I'll go, holy smokes, look how far I made it. So that's pretty rewarding. Just the fact you just don't think about the miles and just keep moving in circles.
Well, let's get down to the bottom line, and it's really a spiritual exercise.
God realization, nonetheless, all the way, all the way. Well, I figured if I can make a centimeter more spiritual progress doing this rather than not, it's all worth it. So that's really, yeah, I definitely think there's something to it. Even the training was very fulfilling too. So how can this not be any less? This will be just really rewarding. And who knows, whatever we're going to get out of it, we'll see. But I know I'll come away from it really tired and happy.
But just to get into the inspiration to come, I mean, was it something that came in a flash or slowly built up? Or?
Yeah, over a period of about 14 years when I first heard about the race. Actually, I mentioned the Raponte one day. I said, these 10-day and 2,700-mile races, I mean, there's nothing in between. I've done 24 hours, but isn't there a little smaller step? And he said, well, next year we're going to do a 6-day. And I jumped with joy. I thought, I can do that. Well, many years later, here I am. So it seemed like it was a long road just getting here, but that made it all the more rewarding.
Thank you so much. That's great. Thank you.
So what kind of training do you do to be the